వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి, ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి, జై ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస ప్రవచక ఆచార్య అష్టోత్తర సుది డివైన్ గేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ ప్రభుపాదకి, అనంతగోడి వైష్ణవృందకి, నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి, ప్రేమ్ శైభలో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సది గౌర భక్త వృందకి, హరే కృష్ణ మహామందరికి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామ్ కుండ రాధా గుండ్ గిరిగోవర్ధన్కి, బృందావన్ ధామ్కి, మధురా ధామ్కి, నవదీప్ ధామ్కి, మాయాపూర్ ధామ్కి, తులసీదేవికి, భక్తిదేవికి, సమవేద భక్త వృందకి, గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గోరీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గోరీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గోరీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అని గౌరంగ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుకి నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ కృష్ణాయ హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి షల్ బి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th గాండో చాప్టర్ 1, ది అడ్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, ఇంట్రొడక్షన్. So we shall be reading text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవదీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. సూద ఉవాచ ఏవం నిశమ్య భృగు నందన సాధు వాదం వైయాసకీ స భగవాన్ అథ విష్ణురాధం ప్రత్యర్చ్య కృష్ణ చరితం కలీ కల్మషగ్నం వ్యాహర్తుం ఆరభత భాగవత ప్రధానగా. సూద ఉవాచ ఏవం నిశమ్య భృగునందన సాధువాదం వైయాసకీ స భగవానత విష్ణురాధం ప్రత్యర్చ కృష్ణ చరితం కలి కల్మషగ్నం వ్యాహర్తుమారపద భగవ భాగవత ప్రధానగా. సూద ఉవాచ ఏవం నిశమ్య భృగునందన సాధువాదం వైయాసకీ స భగవానథ విష్ణురాధం பிரத்யர்ச்ச கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. வியாகர்த்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா சூதவாச்சாம் ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் வையாசகீச பகவானத விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யர்ச்ச கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. வியாகர்த்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் வையாசகீச பகவானத விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யர்ச்ச கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. வியாகர்த்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா சூதவாச்சா ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் வையாசகீச பாகவான்னத விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யஜ கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. ஜகத்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா சூதவாச்சா ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் வையாசகீச பகவான்னத விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யர்ச்ச கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. வியாகர்த்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா சூதவாச்சா ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் வையாசகீச பகவான்வித விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யஜ கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னம். துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானக
மதஜி
சூதவாச்சா ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் வையாசகீச பாகவானத விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யஜ கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. வியாகர்த்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா சூதவாச்சா ஏவம் நிஷம்ய பிருகுநந்தன சாதுவாதம் யாசகீச பாகவான்னத விஷ்ணுராதம் பிரத்யஜ கிருஷ்ண சரிதம் கலிகல்மஷக்னோ. வியாகர்த்துமாரபத பாகவத பிரதானகா சூதவாச்சா.
சூத கோஸ்வாமி சார்
एवं दस निशम्य हियरिंग भृगुनंदना ओ सन ऑफ द भृगु डायनास्टी शौनक साधुवादम पायस क्वेश्चंस वैयासकी सुखदेव गोस्वामी द सन ऑफ व्यासदेव सह ही भगवान द मोस्ट पावरफुल अथ दस विष्णुराधम अंडु परीक्षित महाराजा वॉज ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्टेड बाय विष्णु प्रत्यक्ष ऑफरिंग रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबीसेंसेस कृष्ण चरितम टॉपिक्स ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा कलिगल्मशग्नम विच डिमिनिश द ट्रबल्स ऑफ दिस एज ऑफ कलि व्याहर्तुम टू डिस्क्राइब आरभदा बिगैन भागवत प्रधान सुखदेव गोस्वामी द चीफ अमंग द प्योर डिवोटीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की काइंडली रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन विद मी सुद गोस्वामी सेड ओ सन ऑफ भृगु शौनक ऋषि आफ्टर सुखदेव गोस्वामी द मोस्ट रेस्पेक्टेबल डिवोटी द सन ऑफ व्यासदेव हेड द पायस क्वेश्चंस ऑफ महाराज परीक्षित ही थैंक्ड द कृष्णा ही थैंक्ड द किंग विथ ग्रेट रेस्पेक्ट देन ही बिगन टू डिस्कोर्स ऑन टॉपिक्स कंसर्निंग कृष्णा विच आर द रेमेडी फॉर ऑल सफरिंग्स इन दिस एज ऑफ कली परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इन दिस वर्स द वर्ड्स कृष्ण चरितम कली कल्मशग्नम इंडिकेट दैट द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा आर सर्टनली द ग्रेटेस्ट पेनिशिया फॉर ऑल मिस्टरीज एस्पेशली इन दिस एज ऑफ कली इट इज सेड दैट इन कलियुग पीपल हैव ओनली शॉर्ट लाइव्स and they have no culture of spiritual consciousness. If anyone is at all interested in spiritual culture, he is misled by many bogus swamis and yogis who do not refer to Krishna Katha. Therefore, most people are unfortunate and disturbed by many calamities. Srila Vyasadeva prepared Srimad Bhagavatam at the request of Narada Muni in order to give relief to the suffering people of this age, Kali Kalmashaknam. The Krishna consciousness movement is seriously engaged in enlightening people through the pleasing topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is being accepted in all spheres of life, especially in advanced educated circles. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is described in this verse as Bhagavata Pradhanaha, whereas Maharaja Parikshit is described as Vishnuradam. Both words bear the same meaning, that is, Maharaja Parikshit was a great devotee of Krishna, and Sukadeva Goswami was also a great saintly person and a great devotee of Krishna. Combined together to present Krishna Katha, they give great relief to the suffering humanity. Anartho vasamam sakshat bhakti yoga madokshaje logasya janato vidvam chakre satvada samidam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth, 176, Bhagavatam. People in general are unaware that the message of Srimad Bhagavatam can give all of human society relief from the pangs of Kali Yuga, Kali Kalma Shaknam. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Salagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkripadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dirhavarunam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Dham Surado Bangor, Mama Mandama Degadi, Masarvasva Padam Bojo, Radha Madana Moganu. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaga Pankaja Maline Namaga Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Hare Krishna. So we are actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam, wondrous procession of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are entered into the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. By regular study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is said actually we are taking the darshan of the Supreme Personality of God at Bhagavan. His Mukharavind, his face is actually looked at through the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is very important actually to understand the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of God and now, Sudha Goswami is telling actually the real discourse of Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit is going to start. Actually, we are saying, we are hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam now from first canto onwards, hearing from Sudha Goswami. Sudha Goswami is addressing to 88,000 Brahmanas headed by Shaunak Rishi at the place known as Naimisharanya. So we are actually sitting in Naimisharanya. So it is a conversation Shri Mughal Srimad Bhagavatam. Sudha Goswami is telling to Shaunak Rishi and Sudha Goswami is quoting actually the conversation between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami is also quoting actually Maitreya Muni and Vidura and Brahmaji and Narada Muni, or Narada Muni with the different devotees. This is actually the second, it is coming like that. The whole up to 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam we are hearing actually. Not pure Krishna Leela. So Prabhupada said actually we should not be entering into reading 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam unless we complete up to 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So you are all eligible now because we completed 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why it is like this? This Leela, pastime of Sri Krishna cannot be understood by directly somebody is entering, he will not know. So Sudha Goswami or Vyasadeva has actually written down the discourse between Sudha Goswami and Shaunak Rishis. And to make actually the listeners into the devotees, It is said that Bhagavad Gita can be understood because it is understood by Arjuna, because Arjuna is a friend and as well as a devotee of Krishna. They can only understand actually 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Other will be so many questions arises directly. Still people are asking us so many questions. Why Krishna did like this? Why Krishna died like this? Because they do not know actually okay, the up to 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the wonderful activities of Krishna and how he is glorified by different devotees. We are hearing actually this Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. It is said that actually when Srimad Bhagavatam is narrated, the first person who is arriving in the class is actually none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. He come and sit down. Because he knows actually Bhagavatam means his glorification. Directly or indirectly, every sloga, every word is actually connected with the glorification of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. So he is one of his name of Krishna is called Stuti Priya. Stuti, he like it. That is why there are so many Stutis in Srimad Bhagavatam. In between, after glorifying him, even from first canto onwards actually, Stutis are there. The Stuti is actually glorifying Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, sincerely. Some Kunti Devi is actually looking at the Lord and she is praying. She is describing actually how he looks like. Namaha Pankajana Bhaya, Namaha Pankajamaline, Namaha Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. So by doing this Stuti, Krishna is very much pleased actually. So it is said that if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's mercy is required. Or Krishna's pure devotees, here it is mentioned, chief of the pure devotees of Krishna is Shukadeva Goswami, chief. There is nobody beyond him actually that you can classify another devotee. Chief of the devotees. And also Parikshit Maharaj is Vishnuratha, actually is protected by Lord Vishnu always. Who is protecting? To whom we get the chance actually? Always protected by Krishna. Only the devotees. Parikshit is the number one. Even in the womb of his mother, he was attacked actually by Brahmastra. Krishna entered into the womb and protected the Parikshit. That's why his name is called Parikshit. He is looking at everyone. Is this person who came and saved me in my womb? No. Is this person? No. Because he saw him, beautiful form of the Lord. Even though he was so small, angushta matra, thumb size he became, but it was so beautiful, cute, Krishna. So he was doing that. So we require actually mercy of Krishna, mercy of the devotees to understand actually the Srimad Bhagavatam. So otherwise there will not be any taste. Somebody will say that, oh, I already read that book, I read, already heard this katha, so I don't need to hear anymore. No. Swadhu swadhu pade pade. The Chavanagarishis are telling actually this every step, every time when I hear it, it looks like a fresh one. And he's telling, Pipada Pipada Bhagavadam Rasamalayam. You drink through your ears. How can you drink through ears? By hearing. Continuously, non-stop, continuously hearing. So that Sudha Goswami is reporting here today that this chief of the pure devotee of Shukadeva Goswami, he is going to start this katha, Krishna katha, narrating is going to start. So, and he is glorifying actually, this text is also a glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, it is for all sufferings in this age of Kali. The Savanaga rishis, actually they did penances, tapasya, they did yajna, fire sacrifice for thousands of years they were doing it actually. Early morning they get up and they start doing swaha, swaha, swaha. But internally they were not feeling any happiness. They knew that this will not work actually, you know, we cannot show to the people of Kali Yuga to do tapas and then do something like that. No. Only their body became black. That is the result of it. So that time only the Suta Goswami walked in to the it's all arrangement of the Lord. Straight away they did not see whether he's a Shudra or Brahmana or Guru or anybody. Only thing they knew that this person was sitting in the discourse of Srimad Bhagavatam between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit, the near Ganges. Still that place is there. So they offered him a Vyasasan to him and they stopped all the activities. And they started actually, they straight away without wasting any time, they started asking questions and some statements. And they were telling actually the Suta Goswami, Prabhupada is mentioned, it is Kali Kalma Shaknam, indicate that all activities of Lord Krishna are certainly the greatest panacea or all the miseries, especially in the age of Kali Yuga. So they were all concerned about us. All these Brahmanas were, they could see actually what is going to happen in the age of Kali Yuga. Kalimagadam ajnaya kshetresmin vaishnave vayam asina dirkha satrena kathayam sakshna harehe. Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear the great, at great length, the transcendental old message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way perform the sacrifice. We changed our idea now to Suta Goswami. This Kali Yuga is already started, this Agadam, it has already come. When Krishna is gone back to his dham, then immediately Srimad Bhagavatam came, we were hearing the other day. And there is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the same. How we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, same way we should worship this Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the importance of it. So, they said, the Kali has already come begun. We are all assembled here actually, the medicine for the Kali Yuga. What is the problem? Prayena alpaisha sabya kalo asmin yuge jana mandaga sumanda matayo mandabhagya hi badridaha. O learned one, in this way, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. There are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So that is what Prabhupada is mentioning here actually. The situation is very bad. This Kali Yuga is known as iron. It is very, very hard actually. Other yugas are called silver or golden or something like that. But this is very iron. It is very difficult to cross over. Effect of Kali. So, and people are disturbed. And short lives actually, only maximum, they said it is 100 years in Kali Yuga. The other yugas were 1,000, 10,000, 1 lakh. So there was enough time. Okay, we can postpone hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. After some time we'll start actually. But this actually, it is going, the time is going very fast. And every day it is a lost. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. If one is not attending Bhagavatam class or not listening to Srimad Bhagavatam or not reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a great loss. The business of human life in this material life, it is actually, is a great loss. So, they are disturbed because what, even if, there is, the first thing is, nobody is interested in it. Nobody is interested actually in Bhagavad Gita. What is going on actually? You don't know actually what. Because Bhagavadam, Nityam Bhagavad says there should be a link. Not suddenly, of course it is sweet from any side if you drink, take it, but continuity should be there actually. We should be hearing what is this kada actually meant for what. So even if somebody is interested, there are so many people to misguide. Don't go to ISKCON. There is a yogi come here, there is a puja is going on there, so many things are going on. So that is very important. What these people are doing actually, Bhagavadam, Bhagavad Gita. What is going to give to us? Give. But that is why it is saying, Agama, Sarva, Gamova, Moksha Gama, Udharadihi, Tivrena, Bhakti Yogena, Jeda, Purushambaram. So we should preach, actually. Bhagavadam says, actually. It's not that if you don't go to the demigod, if you don't go for this puja, you will be losing it. No, you will not be losing it. Whatever is your desire, everything can be fulfilled. Bhagavadam is the source of all problems, material problems, or spiritual problems. It is mentioned. But they are disturbing. Like this, people are disturbing actually. Because there is no, see, the other religion, you know, they are very particular about reading their books. But in our religion, Sanatana Dharma or the Hindu religion, there is no compulsion that actually one should have. Why should I have a Bhagavad Gita? Why should I have a Bhagavadam? So your Bhagavadam is so heavy actually. There is no place actually for my house to keep it. The place which is there in your house is meant for keeping Srimad Bhagavatam. That is number one. Not keeping the newspaper actually, collecting all newspaper and magazines and so many things. So this actually will come only by mercy. Prabhupada said actually you should give your mercy to others. So yesterday I was reading it. Prabhupada said that when you go for book distribution, okay, even if you tell them half an hour lecture you give about the books, better you tell him to see, to read one page of my purport or translation. I used to do that when I went for book distribution in Maharashtra sometime. So that was it was successful. Somebody says, no, I don't have money, I don't want to take these books. What is this? I don't know. Then we say that you don't take this book, don't buy these books, but our request is, please read these two sentences of Bhagavad Gita. Really, when it is Prabhupada's translation or purport somebody is reading for some time, some people will not stop it. They will say, this is something I never knew about it actually. I thought this is just like a novel somebody else has written. So that is the power of actually the translation and purport written by Srila Prabhupada. There is an attraction. There is a touch of Krishna in it. And mercy is there. So that way the people are disturbed. So in this, even in the midst of disturbed situation, Prabhupada said actually the Krishna consciousness people, the whole ISKCON, they are seriously enlightening the people. That is what we distributed nearly 1,000 Bhagavadam set. Nearly 1,000 Bhagavadam set. Is what purpose actually? It is not keeping the almar actually. People are going after and preaching. Different areas, Bhagavadam classes should be given, following Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. And he became successful in preaching in America. Why? What was his society? He loaded actually one set of first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam. That only became successful. So, ISKCON is actually seriously engaged to giving this Srimad Bhagavatam, simplified. So we should preach the people in such a way that they should not get afraid of this. They should be worrying actually when first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam somebody reads sincerely, they feel that only this much. It should have been more, number of books should have been more. Why only 18,000 slogas in Srimad Bhagavatam should have been more? because we people have got patience to read 100,000 slogans of Mahabharata. They are very much interested in it. So why not actually 18,000 slogans of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is really beneficial for them. So this Suta Goswami, he was answering to the questions, these problems in the Kali Yuga, how we can save actually the, especially the humanity, human form of life, how we can be utilized it. So before coming to the Katha, Krishna Katha in the 10th Kando, he was actually directing this Brahmanas to direct the whole humanity to Krishna Katha. Before going to Krishna Katha, the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the glories of the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he asked actually the question, the first answer given by Suta Goswami, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Edo Bhakti Radokchaje Ahai Dugi Apradihata Eyatma Suprasi Dadi. The supreme occupation, all these slogans are directing everybody to Krishna Katha. So how great it is, from first canto onwards, he started replying. He has not started the same Bhagavatam discourse between. So he is learned, he understood. The occupation of dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to living, loving devotional service unto the transcendental service of the Lord. It should be unmotivated, uninterrupted. Even Prabhupada, when he was leaving actually this planet, if you have seen this video, the last words actually, the last word Prabhupada, somebody shown the mic to him and asked him what is to be done. He said, Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So that was actually, he was narrating. So that is a message. That is what Bhagavatam wants. It should be uninterrupted, unmotivated. There should not be any, you should not be asking for anything like that. No, it is my dharma. Somebody will say, you know, in the material world, say, it is my dharma. Putra dharma, putri dharma, bharya dharma, pitir dharma, rajya dharma, these are all made. But Bhagavatam says, dharmam tu sarshal bhagavat pranidam. That is Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Ido Bhakti Radhukshaji. Then, further he is telling actually, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojidaha Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahai Tugam. By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from this world. So unless one comes to this stage, one cannot actually read Srimad Bhagavatam. Peacefully sit down and read Srimad Bhagavatam and enter into actually the Krishna Katha, Krishna Leela, and come to devotion, bhakti. That is what actually it is, which is required actually. When we sit for Srimad Bhagavatam, we should understand that none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting here. So there is actually a place in Kerala, the Guruvayur temple, there is annadanam is given every day in the afternoon. So one day Villamangala Swami went to see Krishna. Actually he could see Villamangala Swami when he go to Sankran Sanctorium, he is not seeing the deity, he is seeing actually Krishna Kanaya. Krishna is himself is sitting there. So one day he went there, he could not see him. So then he was searching actually, Krishna, where are you? So he searched, he found that he is also eating the annadanam, which is a food, it is prasadam, which is given to the devotees. One among the devotees in between, he is sitting. He said, Krishna, you are also sitting with the devotees. How much you are merciful. So till today, when these brahmanas are serving the prasadam, they are very careful. With great respect, they serve to everyone because they don't know who is Krishna in it? Okay, it is very this thing. So like that, by rendering devotional service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge. Brahmaji has not gone to any university to get this knowledge. Within 1 second, he got all the knowledge, Vedic knowledge. Okay. So Krishna's mercy is there. Even if somebody is unpaid also, this knowledge about the Supreme Personality, Vasudevi Bhagavati, that comes within. Then immediately when they get knowledge, they are entered into the pure devotional service. So that is again, that is actually directing to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is going to come. Adha Bumbi Dvija Sreshta Varnasrama Vika Chachaka Svanudhishtasya Dharmasya Samsiddhim Maritoshanam. So he is telling further actually, whether you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Shudra, you Varnasrama Dharma, okay, any Dharma you belongs to, your real Dharma is actually Samsiddhim Maritoshanam. Glorification of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no exception for anybody. Oh, I need not actually, okay, I studied this Bhakti Vaibhava, I read that, some degrees are there. For me, it is not necessary. No. That is what Bhagavatam is telling, the directing. Let it be anybody, they should be directed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then further he is telling actually, Tasmat ekena manasa Bhagavan satvatam padi Srodavya kirtidavyascha Teyaga pujyascha nityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, this is actually Bhagavadam he is telling actually. Don't go to anybody. Don't go to anybody. Prabhupada says, don't go to here and there. So many people are, maybe they are talking about Krishna, but other than ISKCON, other than what Prabhupada has directed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directed, go through that way, then you will reach, definitely, many of the purport Prabhupada is giving at the end, those who are following Krishna consciousness, by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. And following the four related principles, he says, I assure you, I will give in writing that you will go back home, back to Godhead. So then why to select somebody else? Somebody is giving writing. Somebody is promising. And somebody is practicing. How it is possible? So with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about and glorify and remember and worship the personality of Godhead actually. Constantly. There is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. There is no break actually. Whatever activities, etkaroshi yadasinasi yadyugoshtyadvasita yattapasyasi gaundiya tatkurusha mada arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you give, whatever you eat, whatever you give away, under all circumstances, Krishna should be there. In that. Otherwise, actually, this iron age is very difficult. Maya is just waiting, actually, when you stop actually chanting the holy name. Think about something else. Maya just, oh, this is the time to attack him. Come on, let me. So the devotees are actually carrying their chanting beads. If they get some time in between, they immediately start. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that our attention will not go anywhere else. So ekena manasa, actually. Therefore, with one point attention, there is no question of going here and there thinking about something else. No. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. I know only one person. I don't know anybody. You know anybody else other than Krishna? No. I don't know anybody. I know only Krishna. So that is actually one point at attention. So these are all directing towards actually the discourse which is going to come, this Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are entering into that, why we should look at the face of the Lord through this, the glorious glories of the Lord, the pastime, the leelas of Lord is shown 10th canto. Remember that and see how great you are. How beautiful Krishna is actually. So that actually it is described in this, in Srimad Bhagavatam. How beautiful he is actually. Different devotees, Yudhaya Goswami is also telling. So with that knowledge, one is looking at this, you know, how beautiful Krishna is, how much attractive he is. So further also he is telling that, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramaha, Vasudeva Para Yoga, Vasudeva Para Kriyaha, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Dava, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati. So he is telling that everything, your gati, your goal should be Vasudeva. Everything, whatever you are doing actually, what a knowledge you want to get it, that knowledge, this ultimate knowledge is actually about Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. Bhagavatam is a knowledge. Through Bhagavatam we should get, that is authorized. Authorized knowledge. So that is actually Paraveda. And any sacrifice one is doing actually it is for Vasudeva, to know Vasudeva. Any yoga is to realize Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. Any fruitive activities, one should know that this is awarded by the Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna. And he is the Param Jnana, he is the Supreme Knowledge. He is actually the richest person, he is the richest in the knowledge. He is the more than a doctorate or anything like that. Those who know about something about Krishna. Nobody can know full about Krishna. But somebody who knows about Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam, he is actually the great person. Tapasya, any tapasya one is doing actually it is for Parantapa, it is for no Krishna. That is for him. Rendering loving devotional service, that is Paro Dharma, Vasudeva, for Vasudeva. And the goal should be set, a goal in our life. What is our goal to so come to Krishna consciousness? What is the goal? What is the goal? What is the goal? Why you are taking so much of troubles, getting up in the morning, coming for Mangalarti, attending Bhagavatam, chanting the old, going out to preach, distributing books? What is your goal? Krishna pray and go back home, back to Godhead. Only Prabhu said those who got love for Krishna, they can only enter into Goloka Vrindavan. Otherwise it is not possible. So that actually Bhagavatam is going to give. Further also actually in second canto same Bhagavatam, same question is asking by Narada Muni to Brahmaji. The my dear father, actually I went around actually the whole universe, world earthly planet also in the age of Kali Yuga. I found actually nobody is Krishna conscious. And they are continuously there suffering actually. What should I give? What should I tell them actually? You know actually. Please tell. Or further, first he actually told him, you are the Supreme. Father, you are the Supreme because you are the Creator. You have created all these living entities. So it is very nice description is given actually. Brahmaji is telling that, you know, my dear son, you dialed a wrong number. I am not the Supreme actually. There is somebody beyond that Supreme for me. And he said that is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. Before starting the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing from Brahmaji, Brahmaji himself is telling actually. He is describing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear son, you go and tell everyone this. Finally he is telling actually, my dear son, you go and tell everybody the most powerful Isyavatara Katha Sunvandi Gayandi. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has taken a lot of incarnation, different incarnation, for satisfying his devotees. Tell everybody Isyavatar Katha, that is actually Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Katha, Sunvandi, Gayanti. That is actually the solution for our age of Kali Yuga. So that topic is very, very nice. There is also directing actually ultimately the Sukadeva Goswami's discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the topmost. After knowing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now I am going to hear actually Krishna Katha, how great the Supreme Lord is. And what is the benefit actually when the devotees, anybody who is living entity in this material world, they are actually disturbed. They are always worried. One after another, the worries are coming actually in the mind. Even if somebody is doing devotional service also, immediately the fraction of second something comes, some thoughts comes, and that's why he is telling actually when he is giving instruction, Narada Muni is giving instruction to Vyasadeva for writing Srimad Bhagavatam. We can talk about the same sloga, why he is directing actually, glorifying Sukadeva Goswami because of his earlier instructions given by the devotees. He is telling, Edat Atura Chittanam Matras Pasheshayamahu Pavasindhu Plavodhisto Harijariyani Varnanam. Vyasadeva, everybody in this material world, Kali Yuga, Atura Chittanam Edat Yatura Chittanam. They are always Dukkha, actually, Klesha. Somehow or other, it is, even if it is not belongs to us, people actually, they don't have any problem, but they create problem by looking at the picture or some dramas or something like that, where they say, hours together they sing, they want to enjoy that somebody else is suffering. That is also dukkha. Eda tyatura chittana. Everybody is saying, my dear Vyasadeva, so you write everyone, you write Srimad Bhagavatam where nothing else other than Haricharyanu Varnanam. Glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody should be glorifying. So just imagine that in our assembly, Radha Rasibihari is coming and sitting here, along with the Radharani is sitting there. What we should do? What we should do? Suppose we are the transcendent lie is given by the Lord. He can see, he's in the midst of us, he's coming and sitting. We'll keep quiet. We glorify, we do the Sudhi actually. How magnanimous you are, how merciful you are, my dear Lord. Today you gave us a chance actually to touch the Srimad Bhagavatam in his none other than you, to read Srimad Bhagavatam and understand Srimad Bhagavatam a little bit. And to know you through Srimad Bhagavatam, it is your greatness. So I have nothing to do except simply glorify you day and night. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you don't know any studi, you can, Divya Dham, Hare Nama is given. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Naseva, Naseva, Gadiranyada. This is also Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply engage actually the transcendental loving service of the Lord by glorifying Him. Because we are actually worried about actually this, ours, it is not worried about our senses, sense gratification. It's a gratification of senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan should be happy. Most of the studies, when it's done at the end, it is become Mandahasa Vadanan. Not Attahasa Vadanan, Mandahasa Vadanan. Smiled very nicely. Pleasing that, yes, I am very much pleased. Most of the studies also at the end, he himself is telling that, oh, you did this study for me. I am very much pleased. What do you want? You ask me something, benediction I want to give you. Most of the devotees, they will not ask for anything else, no. I don't want anything else. I want your prem, I want your love, I want to come back to you. I want, directly I want to enter into your service by coming to you personally. So that is the pure bhakti. That is the name of Bhagavatam. So let us all enjoy now further the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. One, every sloga is glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. be with Parikshit Maharaj to hear, be with Sukadeva Goswami, give audience so that we can enjoy actually the rest of our life in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any comments or question?
Hare Krishna. Haji, question? Haji, just like we know that without the mercy of Vaishnava, without getting pure hearted, without getting surrendered to Krishna, Krishna doesn't reveal to anyone. So, Parikshit Maharaj got chance to have a darshan in womb only, before birth only. So how we will understand this? Because without the mercy of Guru, without the mercy of anyone, we cannot take the darshan of Krishna personally. So what he had done, Parikshit Maharaj, that he got the darshan in womb only before birth.
You know the mother of Parikshit? You know mother of Parikshit? Uttara. She is a great Vaishnavi. Direct devotee of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She prayed to Krishna. When the Brahmastra was coming, okay, she prayed, Pagibhagi Mahayogin Devadeva Jagatpade Nanyam Todapayam Bashye Yatra Murtyu Parasparam. So immediately Krishna transformed to small size and entered in and he saved. So how can you say that without the mercy of Vaishnava? Vaishnavi, the great Vaishnavi is mercy only, he could get the darshan. Not only he is saved, but he has given darshan also. So that is possible. If we get actually pure devotees, mercy. Okay. So that is why we request, follow the footstep of Srila Prabhupada. Help Srila Prabhupada. Still he is here, still he is preaching. So you will also get actually the mercy. Okay? Kedara Srimad Bhagavadam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Radha Rasi Bihari Bhagavani Ki Jai Sridharam Lakshmana Mani Ki Jai Gauranitai Bhagavani Ki Jai.